This is Tom Rowe with the local news for WGXC for Sunday, February 2nd, 2014, Groundhog's Day. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Dana Rubenstein in Capital, New York, reports that the Federal Railroad Administration's long-awaited study of high-speed rail in New York was released last week, outlining five options for faster connection from New York City to Niagara Falls. 3 days after he was elected governor in 2010, Governor Andrew Cuomo wrote a letter to then-U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood asking him to give New York State the high-speed rail stimulus monies that other states appeared poised to reject, describing high-speed rail as, quote, critical to building the foundation for future economic growth, especially upstate, unquote. But despite the campaigning on the issue and early action, Cuomo has done little since, and this study was due last June. Rubenstein reports that a state bill passed in 2010 requires the governor and legislature to appoint a, quote, temporary high-speed rail planning board, unquote, within the state transportation department, quote, to advise the department on the implementation of a high-speed rail system for the state, unquote. Quote, the high-speed rail planning board has not met under my tenure, unquote, said State Transportation Commissioner Joan McDonald. Quote, I don't believe all of the members have been appointed, unquote. The law authorizing its creation has since expired. The study suggests five options for improvements to the now 8-hour trip from New York City to Niagara Falls. The most expensive would cut the time to under 6 hours. Six public hearings will be held statewide to present the Tier 1 draft EIS and receive public comments, including a March 4th Albany meeting. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for the complete list of all public hearings and a link to the high-speed rail study for New York. Today is February 2nd, Groundhog's Day, when woodchucks are said to predict the weather. Locally, the National Weather Service says that Sunday there is a chance of rain or freezing rain before 3 p.m., then a slight chance of rain between 3 p.m. and 5 p.m., and a slight chance of rain and snow showers after 5. Cloudy with a high near 41 and a low around 20. Monday, cloudy with then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 32 and a low around 14. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 33. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.